In Islam it is permissible. In fact, it should be encouraged. Any act of beneficence is in spirit with Islam. It is, in fact, Islam's purpose of creation, to be beneficent to others, to be of goodness to others, to help and serve others. Because the Holy Quran tells you, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnase. You are the best of the people. Why? Ukhrijat linnase. Because you are for the service of mankind. So as long as you serve the mankind, you remain the best. As long as you are playing havoc with the mankind and become a source of danger, you become the worst. So this is why Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, talking of a distant future, said, Ulamauhum sharru man tahta adhim istima. They couldn't have belonged to this ummah, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, which says the very best. And the Holy Prophet, the founder of Islam, peace be upon him, describes the ulama of this very ummah as sharru man tahta adhim istima, the very worst under the parchment of heaven. Why? Because this is the decisive factor. Ukhrijat linnase. You remain the best as long as you serve the mankind. You become the opposite. If you become the opposite in service, instead of serving them, if you become a source of danger and trouble to them, then you become the worst. So anything which is good can never be opposed by Islam, which is truly in essence good. But one thing which must be remembered in principle is this, that life cannot be sacrificed to death. It is always death which can be sacrificed to life, and relatively this applies to every stage in between. So if the donor runs a danger of losing his own organs or losing his life in that process, that is not permissible.
Yeah, but that's mostly after death or when the doctor
This is what I'm saying. This is why I made it very clear that it is not permissible to put a life into danger for an experiment which may or may not succeed.
That's right.
So a value which is in hand, which is superior value, cannot be sacrificed for an inferior value or a possible value. But at the same time, if for instance that a child requires a kidney, mother can give one of her kidneys. But if the mother has only one kidney, however deeply she may love the child, Islam would not permit her to part with that kidney, because then it would amount to suicide. So within the four walls of these conditions, it is permissible to help others through donating organs.